There's a story about a New York City policeman investigating a case, dialing a phone number on day one of the investigation. He somehow knew before he had even finished that he made a mistake. The phone rang once, twice, then someone picked it up. "You got the wrong number," a husky male voice snapped before the line went dead. Mystified, the policeman hit redial. "I said you got the wrong number," came the voice. Once more, the phone clicked down. "How could he possibly know I had the wrong number?" the policeman asked himself. A cab is trained to be curious and concerned, so he dialed a third time. "Hey, come on," the voice said. "Is this you again?" "Yeah, it's me. I was wondering how you knew I had the wrong number even before I even said anything." "You figured out." The phone slammed down. The policeman sat there for a while, the receiver hanging loosely in his fingers. He called the man back. "Did you figure it out yet?" the man asked. "The only thing I can think of is nobody ever calls you." "You got it." And the phone went dead for the fourth time. Chuckling, the officer dialed the man back. "What do you want now?" asked the man. "I thought I'd call you just to say hello." "Hello? Why?" "Well, if nobody ever calls you, I thought maybe I should." There may be nobody else in this world that is moved with compassion enough to reach out to you. There are lepers all around us who live isolated lives. And sometimes the only one we have to rely on is God Himself. God who dials our numbers and say, "I thought I'd call just to say hello." God who brings joy to the sorrowful, peace to the troubled, and healing to the lepers. God who embraces the lonely in the shadow of His wings, who fills the empty, and who guides those who are without hope. My dear brothers and sisters, God is so loving and compassionate. He is always willing to embrace our infirmities, deformities, and even our own sinfulness. He just wants to touch us and be healed. Our gospel is a very touching picture of God's love and embrace. The leper approach, beg, and knelt to Jesus and said, "If you choose, you can make me clean." And for Jesus, how he can refuse that kind of gestures, a loving, humble requests and submission from a person who was nothing, rejected, and even unloved by those people around him. Jesus stretched out his hands and touched him. And everything went well. How powerful God is. And may Jesus' words and touch be our inspiration to believe, trust, and submit our own infirmities to Him. And at the same time, stretch out and touch others too. My dear brothers and sisters, sometimes we reduce others to lepers. Those who fear, those who don't fit our image of sophistication and culture. Those whose religion or race or class or culture threaten our own. We exile these lepers to the margins of society outside our gates. We reduce these lepers to simple stereotypes and demeaning labels. We reject these lepers as too unclean to be part of our lives and the world. The Christ who healed lepers comes to perform a much greater miracle, to heal us of our debilitating sense of self that fails to realize the sacred dignity of those we demean as lepers. So the leper's challenge is addressed to all of us who seek to imitate Jesus. We possess the means and abilities to transform our lives and the world. What is required are the desire, the will, the determination to do so, to heal the broken, to restore lepers to the wholeness, and to reconcile with those from whom we are estranged. My dear brothers and sisters, let us embrace those who need our compassion and understanding. Let us be instruments of healing through our love and forgiveness. Jesus is calling us to be channels of miracles of charity and mirror of the gospel that He proclaimed and still proclaiming. Let us take care and have a loving concern to those people considered by the society as lepers, outcasted, and rejected. This coming Wednesday, we will begin the season of Lent as we celebrate Ash Wednesday. We are being reminded that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. This Lent, we need to practice three things: fasting, prayer, and almsgiving. Let us do what Jesus did to the leper. Listen, embrace, touch, spread our love to strangers and those in need. Listen and understand your wife, your husband, your children, your mother, your father. Embrace them tightly as if that will be the last. When we are patient, we understand. When we are forgiving, we open new relationships. And when we love, nothing is impossible. My dear brothers and sisters, there are many abandoned and lonely people around us. Let us reach out to them. Let us take the kind of move that Jesus took towards the leper. When we touch other people and they feel our compassionate presence, they will experience the same kind of transformation as the leper did in today's gospel. So the Lord is sending us to touch, love, and show compassion to others. Spread the love. Love one another. Forgive. Be understanding. And by that, we are embracing those who are lepers, rejected, and outcasted. Let this be our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, stir up and inflame my heart with your mercy, compassion, and love. Make me clean and whole in body, mind, and spirit. Use me as your instrument to touch others' life through my kind words and actions. And may I never lose hope, nor doubt, nor cease to tell others of your healing mercy and kindness. Amen.